So I want to ask you about a couple of your cases briefly, and I was interested by the fact that we saw an approval specifically in Merkel cell cancer of avelumab.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, oh, is that really a completely different disease? So I asked you to pull a case so you could educate me on Merkel cell. Let's hear about this 72-year-old lady.
This is a patient who presented, like many do, with kind of a subcutaneous lesion on her extremity, and was kind of watched initially clinically because just looked like could be a lymph node or could be anything, but didn't have a real superficial finding to it in terms of at the skin surface. But it really progressed quickly, as Merkel cells typically do, which ultimately prompted biopsy and excision. So these lesions, we really don't know how to stage them well, but they do confer really high risk of microscopic metastatic disease and obviously ultimately relapse, even following definitive surgery. They're obviously surgical excision plus minus on the sentinel lymph node approach in this population is kind of the usual. There have been debates and discussion in the field whether you should radiate the area around a primary tumor, but of course that doesn't help the patients who have microscopic metastatic disease to lung and elsewhere, which are the most common, long-term sort of sequelae, which was exactly her situation. So, adjuvant therapy hasn't really convincingly existed for this population in years past, and particularly in an older patient, giving platinum-based chemotherapy, which has been considered a standard of sorts in the metastatic setting and kind of debated in terms of its relevance in the adjuvant setting. For an older patient where you have some concerns about offering a regimen like that that doesn't have, clear, compelling efficacy rationale, observation is, kind of the most common approach. But now with the emergence of these data, I would say it is particularly critical to be keeping an eye on these patients because they have a very high risk of recurrence and because we have a therapy now that's clearly impactful.